then we've got one other business. And that's what, case number 11,199?
For Scott Boatman. He said he submitted a letter asking for, to request a new hearing. Do you want me to read you the letter?
Can you just give us a short summation, if you would, please?
I applied for a permit for a variance, and my case number 11,199 was scheduled for May 6, 2013. I did not make it to the meeting, and I usually am very punctual and understand how important the board's time is. On May 23rd, 2013, my little brother Trey died unexpectedly, and because our family is so spread out, it took us 11 days to lay him to rest. And over the next several weeks, I struggled to stay on top of my appointments, and I apologize to the board that, but this variance is for our trailer where we hold Bible school classes for the last 9 years, and our church members were depending on me to make the meeting. I realize now that I should have had a representative of the Bible school take my place and attend the meeting instead of myself, as I was still grieving too much to have been handling something as important as our Bible school variance. Though I'm writing to the board to ask if the board could possibly reschedule our meeting, if the board would be so gracious to do so, the board has my word that we will not miss the new meeting. It is too important to us. I thank the board for considering our request to reschedule our variance. Scott Boatman.
Members?
Yeah, I've got no problem with it.
Mr. Hudson? I have no problem either, gentlemen. So, that being said, I'll entertain a motion then.
Motion to allow the hearing.
That depends on the fee, will it?
Do you have advertising?
You have to advertise it again, too, right?
It has to be advertised again.
Yep.
Okay. Do you have a second?
Second.
Okay, I got a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve a request for a new hearing on case number 11,199. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Calloway. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,199 has been approved for rehearing. Okay, gentlemen, I think that is everything that we have.
Mr. Chairman, I have a concern about our next meeting. I see that it only has two hearings, and I assume that's not because of lack of applicants, but it's anticipated that they're going to take some time. I'm not sure how large the first one is, but usually one that says Allen's, usually it's probably anticipated as controversial. My suggestion would be that, because I think we've had the discussion before, and, you know, we go more than 3-4 hours, and you know, it's not a whole lot is, it's difficult to concentrate and pay attention, you know, because we all have regular jobs, and the hour being that late, it becomes difficult. So it would be my suggestion that that we limit limit the time frame that they're allowed to present and rebut and so forth, and that they be told of that before that.
Mr. Mills, I will interject here because we don't have this on the agenda, or it's not something listed on there. We have to be careful of FOIA, Freedom of Information Act. So I think the discussion that you're bringing up would be more appropriate the night of the hearing. Understand the kind of planting the seed as far as from a logistical standpoint, but because we they have been cracking down significantly on FOIA requirements of late, something's not on the agenda, it really shouldn't be discussed, even if it may be something as far as how to handle the procedurally. What I would recommend is that be a topic at the beginning of the hearings that evening.
Okay. I thought it would be nice if the applicants could be forewarned, because I will say that if in the event that the hearing goes late or begins to go late in the hearing, then I'm going to suggest or recommend that we refer to the board's rule 1.4, whereas we would continue the meeting at another time.
I will probably be in contact with their attorney at some point. So if informally, I may make him aware of that or her aware of that.
That'll be fine. I just didn't want, and I could appreciate the rule, the requirements. I just didn't want them to have any surprises that night.
Sure. Yeah.
Because there's also a rule that we can stipulate the amount of time that they're allotted. And also understand that sometimes it takes more time. We've heard cases where, the applicant really does need 2 hours or 3 hours, and it doesn't make it fair, in my opinion, to any opposition that after an applicant's taken 2 or 3 hours and the hour becomes late, and because we're not as cognizant of further testimony, then I don't think that's a fair thing to the opposition. So,
and again, I think that's a discussion we need to have on the record at the hearing that evening.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, do that. With that being all, then we're adjourned. Subject to call. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Most of the months, I guess we'll stay. Meeting is adjourned. Subject to call.
Well, you waiting?